Good afternoon. The slow-moving system along the northeastern coast is now departing over the Maritimes. As a result, we'll get a chance to dry out somewhat today. Still, enough moisture lingers behind the system, and with some energy passing by, we'll have mostly cloudy skies from time to time, with some sunshine breaking through as well. With that moisture in place, we run just an outside chance of a passing sprinkle or shower, but generally dry today into the night tonight. Temperatures, as a result, will top out in the lower 70s and then drop back into the lower 50s tonight. A small ridge of high pressure will build in tonight and be with us early in the day tomorrow. As a result, we'll see some sunshine to start off Sunday, then more energy and moisture will head our way from the Great Lakes, so increasing clouds during the day, but it should stay dry right through the afternoon and into the early evening, with temperatures in the mid-70s. Another round of energy will push through the Great Lakes and into the region Sunday night. Rain showers will move in from western and central New York overnight, and it looks like a good chance of rain showers and maybe some thunderstorms for the day on Monday, Memorial Day. As a result, temperatures will be held back into the middle and upper 60s. At this point, we'll watch a deep trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere sit in place over Hudson Bay to our north. Energy rotating around this trough will produce unsettled weather in our region from time to time for the short work week. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and some thunderstorms on Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s. And while it certainly will not be raining the entire time, we do run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms all 3 days for the latter stages of the week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Otherwise, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days and high temperatures in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms from northeast Oklahoma to the lower Ohio Valley. With very rich boundary layer moisture streaming northward, the thermodynamic environment will be quite volatile across this region. With increasing forcing for ascent and surface convergence along both a southward surging cold front and a warm front to the east, deep convection is forecast to develop during the afternoon. Ample effective shear upwards of 50 knots will combine with strong instability to foster the rapid development of severe storms across eastern Kansas and parts of Missouri. Several updrafts will likely rotate, with an attendant threat of very large and even giant hail, damaging winds and tornadoes. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 24 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, lower 70s, Boston partly sunny, near 60, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 73 degrees, the average low 51, the record high 94 set in 1914, and the record low 30 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m., sunset this evening 8:23 p.m., 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70, mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some early morning sunshine, then increasing clouds, mainly dry, mid-70s. Cloudy with showers likely Monday, mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm Tuesday, mid-70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The risk of a few showers and thunderstorms all 3 days, with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.